Before I get started today, I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and TMS coach based in Los Angeles. Her work involves not only a specialized focus on TMS, but also helping clients transform important aspects of life that feel stuck or overwhelming, such as career, relationships, weight issues, confidence, purpose, life stressors, you name it. So the results are twofold. One, you'll finally heal your TMS symptoms. And two, you'll take control of other areas in life that need your attention and care. Perhaps you've only experienced small improvements with your TMS symptoms so far, or perhaps you're overwhelmed with next steps. Either way, many clients come to her who have tried traditional therapy, group coaching, or various other programs and made only minimal improvements. Jeannie will help you find the healing that's been elusive. I encourage you to book a free introductory call to learn about her one-on-one coaching program, which includes weekly calls and consistent support between sessions that helps you get over the hump with your goals. Go to jeanniecolwin.com, that's JeannieColwin.com, to book your free call. And while you're on her website, check out her impressive testimonials page so you can see all of her clients' awesome transformations. This is the last show of 2023, which is a little wild. And also, I noticed, hold on, let me go, I want to make sure I get the statistic correct. The podcast now has over 500,000 listeners, which is pretty awesome. Now, that's lifetime, that's all time. It says 306 episodes, but there was a bonus show thrown in there. So really, 305 episodes. Pretty impressive, pretty awesome. There's like 220, 222, something like that, iTunes reviews now. And as we go into 2024, that'll mean that the podcast is aired in 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, seven different years. So 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 21, 22, 23. And then we're rolling into 24, which is awesome. So this episode is going to be kind of a hodgepodge a little bit, but basically it's a day or 2 days, depending on when you usually listen to this, late. It's just the holiday stuff. So it was Christmas Monday. I took Tuesday and Wednesday off, and then today, Thursday, I'm back at work, and obviously it's very, very slow, but I'm back at work, and it's nice to be back at work, and I'm working on a couple of things here, kind of wrap up the year. And I had put out a question on the Facebook page, and I actually got an email response to this too, but I had just asked, hey, is there anything that anybody wants to hear about? And so I thought this could be one of those solo show opportunities. There's currently four girls under the age of 10 in the house right now. And so every time that the dogs are in here in the garage with me, and every time that they think they hear something, they start barking and reacting. So the hope is that we can get through this podcast without them going bananas because they think that somebody new is here. Somebody wants to be my best friend. Somebody should be my best friend. But I thought that I would start with this email. Whew, almost fell out of my chair. with an email that I got. Let me find it. Bear with me for just a second. Thought I had it open, but I did not. So this came from Kathy. I said, hey, a suggestion for the podcast. Would you please talk about how you got through your recent flare-up? Specific strategies, or did you just realize it was bullshit and carried on with life? Thank you, Kathy. So, great question. Yes. So this would have been, what day would this have been? Friday, I think it was. So I'm doing cleans, not super heavy cleans, but I was doing cleans on Friday. I think, 135 pounds or, 110 pounds or something like that. But it was supposed to be fast ones, like during a metabolic conditioning workout. And it's interesting, this happened 364 days prior. So last year, Christmas 2022, I'm standing in the kitchen, it's Christmas Day, and my father-in-law opened the door and walked in, and boom, immediately got hit with a back spasm. Lower back, familiar spot, lower right side. It's happened before, whatever. And gosh, took the wind right out of me. And so at this point in time, I think the kids had opened their presents, and I struggled to walk into the garage, and I didn't take it seriously really at all. I don't think I'd walked the dogs yet by this point, but got into the garage and just chilled for a couple of minutes, recognized it for what it was, I knew that there was something deeper, but I don't need to go and do exploration over that. Just recognizing that there is oftentimes is going to be enough. And it lessened and lessened and it lessened and it lessened. And within a couple of hours, it was gone. So that was Christmas Day 2022. This year, 2023, this was Friday. Or was it Friday? No, that would have been the 22nd. So I think it was Friday the 22nd. I'm working out in the garage. Same spot. Feels like there's a knife stabbing me in the back. And just like Kathy said, I honestly just took it as total BS and just treated it as nothing. Finished my workout. I think that was number, I think I had 30, 40, 50 to do, something like that. And this was number 8. So I finished my 8th clean. And then it was to be done in sets. So I think there was, I don't know, 5 sets of 10 or something like that. So I did 8, did 9. I did 8. Felt that jolt, that spasm, stood back, took a breath, did my next 2, and then moved on to the next set, and then so on and so forth. So I texted my wife when the workout was over to say that I was feeling this, and ultimately treated it as nothing, walked the dogs, lived my normal life. That was it. What's interesting about this, though, is that 2 weeks prior, so going back to the, let me make sure I get the date right, I think it was the 9th. Or no, the 8th. It was either the 8th or 9th. I think it was the 9th. So anyway, Saturday the 9th. I'm with the kids at the zoo. This was the, our Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle does this thing called Wild Lanterns, also known as Zoo Tunes. And what Zoo Tunes is this cool thing where, or not Zoo Tunes, Zoo Lights, where they have like Christmas lights and decorations all around the zoo at nighttime. So you can go and pay a fee and then you go and you visit all this stuff and it's pitch dark because really the only lights that they have are the lights from like the setup. So they don't have the normal walkway lights that you would see at a place. It's just like the Christmas lights and the decorations and the setup and the statues and all that stuff. So my younger daughter, Audrey, and her friend take off into the pitch dark and I'm watching them. I'm yelling for them, telling for them to come back. And they're, I can hear them laughing, but they're running away and they're not listening. So I take off to run after them and I just feel this pop in my left Achilles. And it was really hurting and caught up with them. You know, I walked through the rest of the night. I got a little bit of a hobble, but the next day, things still hurt. Kept doing the normal stuff that I would be doing. Did my workouts. Even did a 5K a couple days later without relative pain, but that thing was getting very swollen as the week went on. And sent a message to my buddy Charlie Merrill from Merrill Performance in, I think he's in Boulder, Colorado, but he's been on the podcast before. It might be in Colorado Springs. But he's been on the podcast before, and I just said, hey, here's the facts. I was doing this, or my Achilles is nice and swollen. Sent him some pictures. He asked what I was doing. I told him when it occurred, and he told me that, you know, pretty benign activity, sure, like it's possible, but ultimately he said that, like, he wouldn't restrict activity a lot, maybe avoid jumping and running for a week, let that thing kind of calm down and, you know, do what it's going to do or whatever. And so, whew, okay, not a major injury, we're probably all good, life is very stressful, treated it as that. What I was doing at the time, chasing down these kids who aren't listening, you know, work isn't going particularly well, it's the holidays, on and on, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And lo and behold, within a week and a half, it's totally gone, feel 100%. And then the back thing happens, right? So we've talked about this, gosh, what is the term for it? Symptom imperative. Talked about it a lot on this podcast before and treated both as if they were just a TMS thing. The Achilles, hey, could have been a real injury, probably was a real injury. My calf was super tight, but it wasn't a detachment or a clear break or anything like that. It was probably just a sprained Achilles. You can sprain a tendon. You can sprain a ligament. That's how it works. But the biggest piece was getting out of the way and allowing myself to just heal, let the body do its thing, and understanding that I was going to be okay. Okay, so that went through and that was fine. Achilles returns to its normal shape, size, plumpiness, which is not a lot. And then the back all of a sudden happens. And so, but again, treating it as total BS and just letting it be, and both are gone now. I've run just fine. I had a workout 2 days ago. I had a workout where I did, let's see, it was 6 rounds. It had a quarter mile of running and box jumps up to 30 inches. I think I did 30 of those. And I was, my Achilles was just fine. The next day, yesterday, did 30 clean and jerks at 155 pounds, which was a lot more than what I was doing when the back thing happened on Friday, and all were fine. And just again, understanding that, hey, like, these are the holidays and things are going to be chaotic and kind of stupid and the kids are around and the dogs are crazy and the weather sucks and, you know, work is hard and all this kind of stuff. And just equating it to nothing more than that and just letting it live has been the real key to the success of getting by those things. So, okay, before I get to the second half of this, I wanted to give a shout out to Bobby G. Varghese at Pain Rehab Physical Therapy. Bobby's a doctor of physical therapy licensed in New Jersey and offers one-on-one telehealth services. He has over 12 years of experience in both inpatient and outpatient rehab. He completed his undergraduate degree in electrical engineering and from his own health struggles made this radical shift from engineering to healthcare. Bobby has experience helping TMS sufferers through education, improving their acute pain, and reducing fear of movement and symptoms. He understands TMS because in working with his own TMS coach, he was able to overcome chronic back pain, neck pain, sciatica, plantar fasciitis, and many other conditions. He also has personal knowledge on how grief, parenting, and religious beliefs can all contribute to symptoms, as these are all things he had to work on himself. If you're interested in scheduling a free 15-minute phone call and learning more, you can reach out to Bobby at painrehabpt.com or email him at Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at painrehabpt.com to learn more. Bobby, thanks for supporting the show. Okay. Polly asked about the post that was on Facebook. Triggers over the holidays. When I asked, hey, is there anything you want to hear about? Triggers over the holidays. New Year's goals without perfectionism and pressure. Celebrating wins of 2023 while still on the path. So I think this is a twofold answer. Triggers over the holidays are going to happen. This has been an irritating holiday season. Let me give you an example. We were at a family party on Saturday. And where this was at a house that kind of has two living rooms. And we're there for dinner. It's, you know, there's, I don't know, 20 people there maybe total. We're on the left side of the house, so like the left living room. And then there's the right living room. Dinner was ready. You know, we're sitting around, we're starving. The thing started at 5. 5 o'clock comes and goes, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8. It's now 8:30. There's not been any dinner that's been served, I guess. What turns out to have happened, we ended up leaving because I was like, man, I am freaking starving. Tried to go to McDonald's. All the McDonald's were closed. Went home, made an egg and bacon sandwich, breakfast sandwich, because I was just dying. Had a hard workout Friday morning. Just wanted to eat, you know, continue doing, or yeah, Saturday. Went on a hike, actually, with Audrey on Saturday and just wanted to, you know, do my thing. What I found out is that the right side of the house, the right living room, was told that dinner was ready an hour or two before. The left side, which the side I was on, was not told about dinner being ready. So we only realized this when my wife looked in the kitchen and saw that there were bowls that had been used for this seafood soup that had been served. And there were shells and empty bowls and things like that that had been used, obviously, by half of the house, but the other house was not told. Not even going to venture to guess why that would have occurred, why one house would have been told and the other house, or sorry, why one half would have been told and the other half not, but it is what it is, whatever. And I can just put that in the, you know, in the memory bank to say, hey, maybe it was personal, maybe it wasn't, whatever. Why are we going to this thing? If it is personal, you know, it is what it is. And I think that Polly is really to get over the triggers of over the holidays. I think a lot of times like families trigger each other in a very big way. Dr. Hanscom came on the podcast a couple of years ago and said that very thing. They trigger each other. They know how to, sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's not, but just being able to understand that they do that and that it just is what it is. And once we get past January 1st, you'll probably get a little bit of a reprieve and it just is what it is. And then having New Year's goals without perfectionism or pressure. Here's one that I promised I would work on in January of 2023. Did not get very far. In fact, so one thing that I wanted to do this year was do more like motorcycle content on YouTube, like motorcycle vlogging, all that kind of stuff. Did a video reviewing a helmet in January, which got a couple questions, a few views, whatever, 100 views, a couple hundred views, whatever. And then in February, I filmed a review of, or maybe it was even at the end of 2022, filmed a review of a 5,500 mile review on the motorcycle that I have, the Tenere 700. And at this point now, it's got almost 16,000 views and it's got like 185 or 200 likes. And then it's got like 50 comments on it. And people seem to really, really like it. So I sold the GoPro that I filmed that thing with maybe a year ago. And now I'm actually actively shopping cameras, like action cameras. I'm looking at an Insta 360 X3 because it'll give me the POV footage that I want to be able to do moto vlogging, but also being able to get some really cool third view shots that are from away from the motorcycle that'll be kind of cool and unique. And I'm also looking at the Osmo Action 4 camera, which is a lot like a GoPro, but one of the things that's really appealing about that is a lot of the audio controls that you have within the camera itself. So they're end of the year sales that are happening on both products that end in the next day or two. And so I need to make a decision. I'm leaning towards the Insta 360. My only concern is how that audio is going to sound. So that's my only concern. But nevertheless, what I will not do is I will not put pressure on myself to have any sort of a release schedule or how that content is supposed to look, any sort of pressure whatsoever. It should be a hobby. And I have goals around like work, for instance, but ultimately, whether I hit them or don't hit them, my life is going to carry on. And I don't do the kind of job where if I don't hit a goal, I'm going to die. And even if I did have a job where I would die if I didn't hit my goal, again, going back to your first sentence, it is what it is. And that's all that it is. Celebrating wins of 2023 while still on the path. Hey, look, whatever wins it is that you have for this year, like, you should be able to feel good about the year that ended because you're in a place where you could write a comment 19 hours ago that said these things, Polly. So you are here and I'm sure that you're doing great with whatever it is that you're doing. And I just want you to keep that in mind, whether it's, hey, you got better at a hobby or your fitness has improved or you had a good year at work or like just find something, find a win, find a couple of wins. There's probably some losses in there, but hey, like whatever wins it is that you have, those should be the things that you can carry on into the new year and be able to build upon. This is really not a sprint. My parents have this big theory. They read a lot of books, especially my dad, read a lot of books around living idle. And really what that means is like not having to excel at a bunch of things, but really just being able to kind of float and just enjoy, smell the roses while it's there. And that's something I continuously try to work on without trying, if that makes sense. But again, just being okay with whatever the outcome is. That's outcome independence, like at its core. And that's a big thing that I talk about on this show too, is just being able to have outcome independence. And really what that means is that, hey, regardless of what happens, I will be okay in either sense. And that is a really strong thing that we all need to remember as we move into 2024. Tony also asked, managing pain through life-altering events such as a divorce. So the best examples that I have of this are around like career loss. I have pet loss. Those ones really crushed me. I have Zoe sustaining really big injuries with her reconstructive surgery she'd have on her elbow last year. So I have like peripheral examples of this. And really, it's just, again, understanding that these things are going to happen. And it's really just, if you look at your life and it's a book, like it's a big book, Moby Dick length. So it's this long book. And these events that happen, divorce or injuries to your children or your pets dying or you getting something stolen or you losing a job or like whatever, they're chapters in the book. And the book isn't over yet. So the book doesn't reach its apex until the end, meaning that there's still life to live. There's still a story to be told. And the more that you can understand that, the more that you can sort of write your own story, because really you're controlling the narrative and it's not controlling you. You're living the life. Life isn't controlling you. And that might be one thing to really think about as we head into 2024. So with that being said, thank you to those that wrote in. Really appreciate you. And I will be back next week. 3 interviews in the can. So I think that for 3 weeks over the month of January, you're going to hear interviews. I'm going to go off to Canada actually next week, at the end of next week, for a wrestling event, which is going to be awesome. I haven't been over the border, I think, since 2019. Yeah, since the boys' motorcycle trip in 2019. That was the last time I was up in Canada. So very much looking forward to that. If you're listening in Canada, drop me a line, say hello. I'm looking forward to going a boot up there. And yeah, you're all wonderful. Happy end of 2023, and I will talk to you next year.